Jeanne Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle. Today is August 16, 2019, and welcome to our Hot Commodity Podcast Series. I'm so excited today. I'm joined by Craig Ruffalo.
Hey, Mike. It's been a while.
Vice President of McKinney Flavelle. Yeah. How are you, man?
Good. It's Friday.
Oh, my gosh. It's so great. Nicole,
trying to stay cool.
Yeah. You know, you and I have been kind of absent the last couple
of weeks. I know, right? Travel, vacation, yes, what have you,
etc. And so they were teasing us, Nicole and Kevin. I don't know if you listen.
Oh, they do those wily too.
They were teasing us about it, but I'm excited to have you on the pod today. This is going
to
be fun.
Yeah.
And I thought we'd do something a little bit different. But first, school's back in
session. I know, right? We were at back to school night. 2 weeks early to normal.
Oh my gosh!
How are your kids doing with that? By the way,
you know, Nate's he likes his teacher. He's made a new friend.
Okay,
so he's doing pretty
good. He started
good.
Off
he's
the school year well. Yeah. Good for
but,
him.
But he feels jaded.
Yeah,
in 2 weeks. You know,
but yeah, less summer, right?
Less summer. But hey, I was thinking about checking out an Oakland A's game next week.
Yeah, you should. Hey, man, what a great game last night. They won 7-6 over those Houston Astros.
So, yeah. Aren't they in first place?
They are.
Oh, my gosh. Keep winning.
Keep going, man. Got to get that wild card.
So, hey, I thought today we would talk about something a little different.
Okay.
You know, Nicole and Kevin have done a great job covering the corn, soybean, and sugar markets.
Yeah,
so fundamentally,
well,
what's
fundamentally,
happening,
right?
What's happening? But I thought today we would talk about some stuff. I mean, the news is articles are coming out. You're seeing it. Recession.
Oh, gosh.
Money, volatility.
I know, right?
All this kind of
panic.
Trade dispute.
Don't you feel like people are just trying to stir up panic for no reason at all, but yet they're just nervous.
Yeah, people are nervous.
I mean, when
well,
you see the Dow Jones drop 900 points in a day, I guess you should have a little cause
I think
concern.
You fell off your seat. I think I heard a
thump. It was a bit
I
of
ran
a thud.
Down there and I said, are you okay?
Well, I don't know. My 401k doesn't look very good right now.
Well, I thought today we'd talk a little bit about where that money's going, what's happening, and ultimately how that might impact the commodities that we so love.
Yeah, okay.
Our commodities.
That sounds like a good idea today. I like it.
Well, let's start with this. So the WASDE report came out on Monday, and Kevin and Nicole did a great job recapping it. And guess what happened? They surprised people.
They did.
You know, we didn't.
Nobody really anticipated a yield increase for corn. That was way beyond anybody's expectations.
And so then what happened?
Right.
Well, the market.
Oh, it crashed.
Crashed.
It did.
So talk to us about some of these commodities and what's happening this week.
Well, yeah. So I think you've seen the corn, bean, wheat markets. They've all gone down generally. They're net down.
Yeah.
Now, why? Okay. Yes, the WASDE was a part of it, but you saw managed money. The managed money seems to be liquidating in not just the corn and bean and wheat markets, but in other commodities
like
cocoa and chocolate, cocoa futures and on sugar, number 11 world sugar. They
Same
have switched
thing.
Their positions from long, which means that they're speculative that the supply base might come down and we might go to a supply deficit to to consumption, to now net short, which means they have full confidence in that there's going to be plenty of supply available in these commodities, at least in the short term, right? When you switch from a long to a short position, that's what's going on. But we've also just seen some liquidation of their positions in total.
Absolutely.
So where is that going?
You know, one of the things I've seen is precious metals.
Okay.
You know, they've talked about gold and other commodities. So what does that signal, Craig?
Well, boy, if you're going into precious metals, that means you're a little concerned on currency, I guess.
That's right. So what is happening with currency?
Yeah.
Is it being manipulated?
Well, according to the Trump administration, they'd sure believe the Chinese are doing it. And, you know, I think one of the things that many countries do is if they have a federal banking system, they are going to be looking at interest rates. And look at how low ours have been for a long, long time here. So we can't be any less to be looked at as doing some things to try to assist in spurring your economy.
That's right. Well, and Craig, an inverted yield curve.
Oh, no. Don't get on that.
Inverted,
now.
It means we're going back to 2008, Craig.
Stop with your panicking.
I'm not going to stop panicking.
Take your hand off the red button, Mike. Take your hand off the red button.
It's off.
It's okay.
We are not 2008.
No, we are not.
We were much better looking in 2008.
Oh, my God. So. I had. Oh, don't tell me.
So you're so the reports. So anybody reading these reports about inverted yield curves, you know, basically, what is your opinion on that? I mean, that was first. That's a banking. You know, you're talking about bonds.
Right.
You're talking about a switch, but it's way too early to say recession, right?
Oh, I don't like the R or D words right now. I think you've got just a big boys poker game going on between two major superpowers in the world, between China and the United States. So what are they going to do? They're going to start seeing who can have the better leverage in this game. And right now, I think what they are talking about is on the import-export side, when you have a trade dispute, how do you make your goods and services more effective in this? Well, you start manipulating your own currency to try to make your cost of goods lower.
Bingo.
So that's what I think is going on. I don't think it's a true-up signal that we're going to be all of a sudden heading into a global recession. However, when you start manipulating currencies, it does put a little bit of a worryment on where to put any kind of investment. So that's
why
the
Dow. It's not equities. They're going to precious metals.
I mean, right? The Dow's collapsed. We've seen commodities go down. So people are starting to put some monies in safe harbors.
Okay. So let's bring this all back together. We talked about trade disputes. We talked about currency. We talked about volatility, where the money's going. Ultimately, for our listeners, what does that mean for the commodities that we're following?
Buying opportunity.
I like it.
You know, the contrarians here are saying, okay, well, we now have a great opportunity to buy stocks at somewhat of a better value.
Yep.
We have now hedgeable commodities, whether it's sugar, cocoa, corn, soybean oil, wheat. We now have a buying opportunity to go ahead and get our coverage on for an extended period of time.
Exactly.
Because you know as well as I do,
what's going to happen
don't
in September.
Stay the same. And what do you think is going to happen?
Well, it's going to be interesting. Okay, so I'm going to make it specific to corn.
Okay.
I mean, first off, nobody really knows.
Right.
That's but true. After I saw the future, especially on the short term, go down under $4.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I heard Kevin say, buy.
Buy. Go long. I mean, it was like Ken Stabler telling Cliff Branch, go long, baby.
And so I think our message is that you see some opportunities like this, whether it be cocoa.
Yeah.
Whether
it be corn. You've lost $400 a ton in cocoa futures. What are you waiting for?
I mean, just not too long.
Yeah, right.
Go out. Because not too long ago, people going long on cocoa because of this new program in the Ivory Coast and Ghana about guaranteed pricing.
Yeah.
So take advantage of the opportunity.
I agree. Right now is a great opportunity for us in general to start looking at value.
Yep.
And I think a value investor would talk about values of equities. Buyer of commodities is looking at here right now as a good opportunity to be in a long position going forward. And certainly those that understand hedging and like to use the futures and options, you're going to have one thing that's to your advantage in this world, volatility.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up.
All right. Let's do it.
Hey, if you're not on our IQ platform,
you should be.
We do public podcasts, but we also have premium content podcasts where we go a little bit more into the commercial markets.
Agreed.
On there, charting, analysis. Boy, our job is to try to empower these people.
That's right. It's to make them better at what they do. Absolutely. That's our job.
All right. Until next week,
everybody,
live with an attitude of gratitude.
And
until next week.
All right, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Bye. That concludes this podcast episode. For expanded commentary and more detailed information, log on to McKinney Favelle's IQ Ingredient Intelligence platform and listen to our Market Insights podcast. If you're not a subscriber, visit McKinney-Favelle.com for more information. And as always, follow us on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter.